Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, this is Carrie Oberbrunner, and welcome to The Daily Show. A lot of people have been asking about author wizards. They've been saying, what in the world is this thing I've been hearing about? So many people are talking about it. It's helping people write their book, market their book, publish their book in a push-button, easy solution. Like, it is the simplest tool. But it's so effective and it saves you tons of time and money. And so myself, David, and Dexter, we've all partnered together with Jim Edwards and we've created this amazing new product called Author Wizards. And somebody said, prove it. Somebody recently said, prove it. Show me how this software can help people go live on Facebook and create live streams or 50 other things that we've actually created wizards for, including how to do a book trailer, how to get a forward request from a big influencer. Anyway, authorwizards.com/go, G-O, is where you can get it for a limited time. But somebody asked to prove it, and so Jim created a video, and literally in 15 minutes, you're going to see him create the video on live stream, and then do the video live on Facebook. And what's going to happen is he's even going to sell a book at the end of it. And so we wanted to demonstrate in real time how this works for you, because we all know that book marketing is not done by saying, hey, I wrote a book, hope you can buy it. You need to do content marketing where you give people a sample of the content and they're able to then sample it, get excited, and then request more, and that's when they purchase your book. So enjoy this, and then at the very end, I'm going to do a quick little call to action for you, and enjoy, and imagine what you could do with your book using Author Wizards.
Hey guys, Jim Edwards here. I'm going to do a quick demo for you of creating video on Facebook super, super fast, but I wanted to show you that it is 4:54 in the morning. And the reason I'm doing this in with a half a cup of coffee is to prove that these wizards will help you when you're tired, when you're stressed, and when you're time starved. So I'm literally doing this first thing in the morning to prove that these bad boys work, because I couldn't think of more adverse circumstances than this. So what I'm going to do is we're going to come up with an idea and we're going to come up with the script for a Facebook Live video, and we are going to create that video and deliver it live on Facebook in less than 15 minutes. And I give you my word of honor that this is done in real time. I have done the only preparation that I have done is on this little piece of paper, I wrote down the three things that I want to cover, okay? So I will admit that on this little piece of paper with a pen, I wrote down the three things I want to cover. So fair enough. So let's do this. So let's go over to the web browser. We're going to use eggtimer.com. We're going to click go. Now, the first thing we need to do is come up with an idea. So we're actually going to target entrepreneurs, and we're going to do copywriting. All right, click build. So looking down here, I'm a big fan of mistakes. So what are three mistakes every entrepreneur seems to make with copywriting? So that kind of fits with the idea that I had of the things I wanted to cover. So this is the one we're going to do. What are three mistakes every entrepreneur seems to make with copywriting? That took a total of a minute. All right, so now we're going to use the Facebook Live or the FB Live podcast wizard. And this is what we're going to do. I'm going to do FB Live, Jim Edwards, entrepreneur. And this is so you can see I'm actually filling this out. My main topic is copywriting, target audiences. Big desire is make a lot more sales. I'm going to show you how to put some extra kick in your sales copy instantly. Wasting money on ads. How about that? Having to waste money on ads. What's the main thing holding them back in this area? I'm just going to say wrong message to the right people. What's the title? I don't have a title, so I'll leave it blank. I'm going to do mistakes. So I do that singular. Title of my first chunk is no headline. Okay, what points do I want to cover? Headline is the key to stopping the right people. First words out of mouth. So quick chicken story about intro. All right. Second title of my chunk is no polish pass. People do judge your copy. By the grammar, etc. Formatting matters. So this is basically just doing, I'm just creating a little presentation. People do judge your copy by the grammar. Formatting matters. Have a friend look it over for you. Or hire someone to edit it. All right, what's the title of my third chunk is? The mistake is all traffic to the same page. All traffic is not created equal. Talk about cold, warm, hot. Should have multiple landing pages. Easy to do. Measure individual traffic sources. All right, so what are the big takeaways? Big takeaway, never do anything without a headline. Polish before publish, and know the audience you're sending to each page. Don't treat all traffic the same. All right, call to action. I'd like you invite you to grab a free, if I could type, this would be even better. Grab a free copy of my new best-selling book, Copywriting Secrets. You should go to copywritingsecrets.com and just pay shipping and handling. All right, we click buy. Let's look at our time. We got 9 minutes, so that's pretty good. And we need a title, so, and I should save this too. Let's save. Copywriting mistakes to avoid. Right. So, copywriting secrets you must know. Yep, there we go. This is the one. Three copywriting mistakes entrepreneurs make and how to avoid them. So we need our copy for the, here's the secret formula. All right, so we're going to use that one. And then I'm just going to come down here. Here's my presentation. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to just grab it in a DOCX file, and I'm going to go super low tech with this, and what I mean by super low tech I'm gonna make it a little bigger so I can just print it off. And I'm going to print this. This is about as low tech as you can go. My printer's under my desk. All right. Here we go. Here are my notes. So, how much time we got? We got 6 minutes. Okay. So now all I got to do is come over here to Facebook. I'm going to copy this. So now I'm going to click on live. I've got too many cameras going. Check 1, 2, check, check. Check 1, 2. Okay, I got sound. I got this. I can paste in my thing. Attention. Edit this real quick. Put some extra kick in your sales copy instantly so you can make a lot more sales and not waste money on ads. Just going to edit this on the fly. Then do yourself a favor and get the rest of the story. Easily make a lot more sales. Right, copyright secret. The cool thing about this, it just helps you get that first draft done. All right. So I got about 5 minutes. And here we go. Three copywriting mistakes entrepreneurs make and how to avoid them. Hey guys, Jim Edwards here with an early morning video with a quick lesson on how every entrepreneur who wants to put some extra kick in your copy can avoid mistakes that will cost you a ton of money. So here are the three mistakes you need to avoid. Mistake number one, no headline. Here's the thing, guys. The headline is the key to stopping the right people. It's the first words that people see. It's the first words out of your mouth. And so what you need to do is use your headline to stop the right people and pre-frame them for what you're going to be talking about. You know, I actually learned this lesson, and it's funny because I keep relearning these lessons. So if you've ever seen my Letting the Chickens Out with Jim videos, and you see me out there teaching stuff and talking to the chickens and whatnot, I used to introduce that with, "Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Letting the Chickens Out with Jim." The problem was that every time I did it, I introduced it the same way. So people were thinking, "Hey, I think I've seen this video already," especially if I was wearing the same hoodie. So what I did was, instead of saying that intro, I started leading with the topic of that particular episode. So I'd say something like, three mistakes people make with sales copy, or the keys to launching an amazing book, or something like that. And then I would say, "Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Letting the Chickens Out with Jim." And so that made a huge difference in the number of people that watched, because those first words let them know, "Oh, I haven't heard this video yet. I haven't seen this video yet. Hey, Sean." So you could do, Sean, you could do that with your fishing videos. Okay. So mistake number two is no polishing pass. Now, this might sound like something straight out of 11th grade English class, but the thing is, people do judge your copy by the grammar and the words that you use. So get somebody who's good at grammar to look at your page, look at your stuff before you put it out there. Second thing is, formatting matters. If it looks like it was formatted by a five-year-old, then people are going to think, you know what, this is kind of useless. So have a friend look it over for you, hire somebody to edit it. This is actually a good way to employ a copywriter. If you wanted to, come up with your copy yourself and then hire a copywriter to maybe take a polishing pass at it. The third mistake that people make, and this is the one that costs you a ton of money with ads, is all traffic is not created equal. So do not send all your traffic to the exact same page. Does that make sense? So what I'm saying is, this concept was originated by a guy named Eugene Schwartz, talking about people's familiarity with you, your product, and whatnot. And then it was translated to the web by Russell Brunson first in his book, .com Secrets, talking about cold, warm, and hot traffic. Cold traffic is when people don't know you. They don't know about your product. So basically, they just know they have a problem. That's cold traffic, which means your website, your landing page should be about their problem. And then you transition them to knowing about your product and the payoff. Warm traffic is when people know that there's a solution, they just don't know about you yet. So in that case, you talk about their desire. You talk about the payoff that they're looking for, and then transition them to you and your product. And finally, there's hot traffic, which is people are they're aware of you, they're aware of your product. And that's where you come out with cool stuff like, "Hey, you know, Jim Edwards here, and I know you've heard about Copywriting Secrets, and I don't know why you haven't picked up your book yet, because this is going to help you get more clicks, sales, and profits. So go ahead and pick up your copy right now, because I already paid for the book. You just need to pay the shipping." That's an example of hot traffic, because you guys looking at this right now are hot traffic. So you need to be conscious of that. And you also need to measure individual traffic sources. So let's sum this up real quick. Here are the four things I want you to take away from this early morning mistakes video. Number one, never do anything without a headline. Nothing ever leaves without a headline. Polish before you publish. Remember, hey, that sounds pretty good. Polish before you publish. Know the audience you're sending to your page so that you can give them the right message, and don't treat all traffic the same. So the big takeaway here is that if you want to put some extra kick in your copy, avoid these three mistakes that people make. And by the way, if you're interested in really taking your copy to the next level, I'd love for you to pick up a copy of my book. Over 10,000 people have grabbed this book in less than 3 weeks. I will pay for the book. All I need you to do is just pay a small shipping and handling. I'm Jim Edwards. Head on over to copywritingsecrets.com, and I'll see you on the inside. Bye-bye, everybody. Okay, cool. So that took right at 15 minutes. I heard the thing going off, and that took 15 minutes. And let me make sure I save this, because Lord knows you don't want to lose it. Okay, so that was 15 minutes. Hopefully you thought that was cool. And so it is now, what time is it? It is now 5:11 in the morning, and I have posted a video, and I can do all kinds of cool stuff with that. So I'll hand it off back to Jim.
That was a great demo, Jim. Now you've seen about that much about what Author Wizards can do for your book in terms of writing, publishing, and marketing. So again, we are launching this to the world. It is at a ridiculous price right now. And you can find out all the details by going to authorwizards.com/go, or on this page as well, there might be a button. But enjoy, and you do have a message to share, but the world needs to hear it, and you need to give them a sample of it through content marketing, and Author Wizards is the easy button solution for your writing, publishing, and marketing. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire, and thanks for watching.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.